The first Sioux SaberCats home games of the season will be marked with a very special ceremony in honor of the two teenage victims of a motor vehicle collision in March. In Sioux Ste. Marie, the sports community is incredibly close-knit, with families deeply connected through shared experiences on and off the field, said William Basawa, coach of the junior varsity SaberCats football team. These relationships extend beyond the athletes, creating lasting connections among families, coaches, and the broader community. Police said 15-year-olds Connor Dunn and Lucas Joy Stachev were on an e-bike when it was hit by a pickup truck on Goulet Avenue at about 1 a.m. on April 20. Both teens were rushed to hospital. Dunn was later pronounced dead and Joy Stachev was treated for serious injuries in the intensive care unit. These young men played a multitude of sports and were also regular high school students. Tragedy affects everyone either firsthand or secondhand. You are either a close friend to that situation or you have a friend who is, Basawa said. In 2024, Joy Stachev played his first year as a junior varsity SaberCat and was expected to return this season, before injuries from the collision put his future on the field in limbo. The alleged driver, 18-year-old Gregory Parisi, faces a long list of charges, including impaired driving causing death and dangerous operation of a vehicle causing death. None of the allegations have been tested in court and Parisi is presumed innocent until proven guilty. The ceremony is scheduled for this Saturday, just prior to the 3 p.m. junior varsity game at Rocky DiPietro Field. It will include a short speech, a moment of silence and a donation presentation. Basawa said it is important for members of the community to stand together and reflect on the tragedy. It boils down to creating a true understanding for everyone. A person who doesn't understand the past won't succeed in the future. Voices need to be heard, talks need to be had, a vivid picture needs to be created, he said. Joy Stachev has returned to school while recovering from his injuries and is expected to be present at the ceremony, his sister confirms. Parents of junior varsity players will assemble on Thursday to place two stickers on the helmets of their children and collect voluntary donations to benefit both families. The stickers will be applied to varsity SaberCats helmets on the morning before Saturday's game. One sticker is red and white and says, LLCD, Long Live Connor Dunn, with his number 19 and angel wings, with the years 2009 to 2025. The second sticker says, Lucas Strong Play Through the Pawn in yellow and blue. So many of the junior varsity players were deeply affected by this tragedy, being either friends with Connor or Lucas or both boys, said Vicky Bailey, one of the player parents organizing the tribute. It was just natural to do something as a team to honor Connor and to show support for Lucas and his family. The remaining stickers will be made available by donation during a sold-out fundraiser scheduled following Saturday's varsity game. A roadside memorial at the site of the collision began in the days after the incident.